Von Neumann didn't conjecture on this point. His breakthrough was that reality has a psychological component, the mind-like behavior of subatomic particles, that is essential. Some physicists, such as Schrödinger, have held that the psychological component is paramount. Schrödinger declared as an absolute essential that we surrender the notion of the real external world, alien as it seems to everyday thinking. But materialism, which traces all phenomena to the existence of the external world, hasn't budged. Either the psychological component is denied altogether, or it is extracted from the equation. How does the psychological side of reality affect time? It's well known that traumatic experiences cause time to slow down. Subjects report that in the midst of battle or during a car crash, everything moved in slow motion. In sports, the concept of being in the zone is an altered state where the player can do no wrong, where everything meshes perfectly. And in addition, the world grows silent and time slows down. Athletes report being in a kind of dream state, divorced from everyday reality. It's hard to see how these reports can be sorted out to remove the subjective component. However, experiments have been successfully done in a more controlled environment. In one study, subjects took an amusement park ride that dropped them from a high tower. They experienced free fall before a parachute opened and gently lowered them to the ground. When asked how long they were in free fall, subjects always exaggerated the time, the same way people do in any traumatic situation. The actual time they were falling can be measured, and it becomes a simple matter to extract the subjective element of distortion. Is this good enough? If von Neumann was right, the psychological component isn't separate from how we experience the world at every moment. Maybe the real reality is waiting out there for someone who can do a better job finding it. Materialists, who prefer to be called physicalists, since their worldview includes energy as well as matter, insist that no psychological component is needed. But the history of quantum physics points the other way. Schrödinger has been dismissed as a mystic. But he knew, based on empirical evidence, that at the basic level, a subatomic particle doesn't behave like a tiny planet, but like a smear of possibilities. The observer determines which possibility will undergo a change of state, manifesting as an object that can be measured. So the best answer to the mystery of where did time come from turns out to be a human answer. We didn't have to be present at the Big Bang for it to have a psychological component. The only version of the Big Bang anyone will ever know is the story told by human beings using our mind and brain. The same mechanism is producing reality at this very moment. Therefore, the mystery of time exists before our eyes. Without a human answer, it will remain a riddle forever. In this chapter, we've given you a preview of the benefits of a human universe where time is on your side because you participate in creating it. At the moment, however, physics is still struggling to keep objective time intact, preserving it as the only real time that science has to worry about. But what if the only real time is the present moment? That would bring down the wall dividing personal time and objective time. Once that happens, everyday life could be transformed into eternal life, here and now. This startling possibility makes the mystery of time important to everyone. Each of us creates a unique relationship with time, and yet our source is timeless. If we can look past the illusion created by clocks, the race against time comes to an end, and the fear of death is erased once and for all.